in every area of their lives. Today, the sermon is going to be centered around something called What is in the Name? And it has to be said that the cornerstone of our faith as Christians is the name of our Lord Jesus. And that name we call in the time of sorrow, in the time of pain, and he hears us. And since we have a spiritual connection to that name, Jesus, we also want to extrapolate the conversation and talk about the capacity of your name and why you should leave good legacies and heritage. Many years ago, after the redemption of our soul, with the work that was done on Calvary, a name became a cornerstone of our faith and our conviction. And when you look at it today, and you extrapolate that conversation to your conversation, then you will know that a name matters. And the question we're asking is, for you to be able to have a good name, you need to be able to build a good legacy. And the truth has to be said, a lot of people don't have good names. They don't even care about a good name in the first place. And when you don't care about a good name in the first place, you can't get anything well done in your life. Because you don't even think of what good legacies am I going to leave behind. See, a lot of you just live your life forgetting that your name matters a great deal. There are some people that if you mention their name today, their name is synonymous with corruption and thefts. And the sad thing is most of our politicians are not men of honor any longer. They don't have a name that is synonymous with anything good. It's just a name that is shrouded in a lot of controversy and a name that cannot be respected. But also, when you mention some names, it brings about positive vibe and it brings about a goodwill that is so big that a lot of people want to associate with. The question is, do they even care about the name and what their name means? Today, if I mention the name Lawrence Omadiakpoanini, you liken it to crime and criminality. But the question is, many years from now, what is your name being remembered for? And this is a big clarion call for our politicians to change their ways. Do they even think of their name? You don't even think of the interest of the legacies they ought to leave behind. Do they even think of all these things? These last elections proved a lot in our country, how people lose their integrity and how their name doesn't even matter. People that have a lot of integrity prior to this time just lost it all because of their own selfish interests. And them constantly thinking that life and everything about life is all about them. For some people, it's money. As long as money solves every problem, what is name compared to money? But you see, the money you had in your bank account can just last you. But what will continue to pay in your life and your lineage is the good name you're leaving behind. I was having this conversation with somebody in the course of the week. And he was telling me how his grandfather's name still opened doors. And his father's name still opened doors for him. That he wanted to get something done. And once they heard his father's name, they said, really? Oh, you're from that man. He was a very good man. He did X, Y, Z for people. He helped this one. He helped that one. I'm going to help you. But also, there are names that, when you mention them, they remember you for corruption, they remember you for stealing, they remember you for lacking integrity, and they remember you for everything woeful. So your name does not evoke any sort of blessings to people. A name is so important. And I'll tell you a story. Many years ago, a certain man called Alfred Noble, I made a lot of money from having super tankers. But apart from having super tankers, something else also happened. In his former life, he had invented the dynamite. Dynamite that was used to blow up places. So his brother, Ludwig, had died. And a newspaper mistakenly ran an article, a tribute to his brother, thinking he was the one that died. They mistakenly ran a tribute to him, thinking he was the one that died. And they said, the merchant of death is dead. The merchant of death is dead. And they talked about the story of how he invented dynamite and how dynamite had killed a lot of people. And guess what? He read that article. And he changed his mindset about a lot of things. And he said, oh, if I had died, this is how I would have been remembered. But at least he was lucky. Alfred Noble was still lucky to still be able to change his name for good. So most of the money he put together in his will, he started up something called the Nobel Prize to give to people that have exceeded beyond human imagination in every field of endeavor. Like, if you make your life centered around doing for other people value, then that's what value will mean to you. But if you make your life buying luxury items value, then I tell you, you will not go far, because you will always have a more luxurious item than the one you have. And always remember this, you will always be in the middle in life. There will always be people that will be better than you. And they will... So as a politician that you are stealing money, and the money you are stealing is also endangering the future of your children, because you are not prompting them to work. They don't have a life of their own. Today they are doing drugs and they are having sexual orgies after they used all the money you stole from government to go to school abroad. It is not by going to school abroad that makes a child succeed. It is by the training you give the child that makes the child succeed. And the greatest training you can give a child is to make the child understand the value of time and seasons in life. Because no matter how well brought up or the school they have been sent to, if a child doesn't understand the value of seasons, he will not understand the importance of doing things part time and not wasting other people's time. So we waste the time of his friends, his colleagues, and everybody around him. Because a man cannot give what he doesn't have. If he doesn't have a